I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Megan, just to get an understanding about the DLNW terminal, what's the goal for it? I know it's being redeveloped, but what can we expect to see with it in the future?
The goal is to, and there have been a couple of articles that you may have run into over the past couple of weeks. There's currently a design competition out for the site, but really it's envisioned as a fantastic mixed-use opportunity. So it's meant to kind of be a catalyst in that area, building upon the foot traffic and the energy that the Harbor Center is already getting. So they're looking to include some retail space as well as some restaurant space and even some office space. And I think that the plan is to keep the bottom portion as an actual station. So right now the closest metro station is an entertainment district, but you still have to walk a bit of a ways to get to the arena itself. So by redeveloping the station, that would help to alleviate it and further push that transit-oriented development in the city of Buffalo.
Is there plans for any residential?
I would say that that's definitely not out of the question. I don't see it being the main focus. But if they do decide to make a portion of it residential, I think that's definitely possible.
Sure. And the reason why I brought it up is because, you know, through my conversations with various people, they've said that there could be a residential component to it. But then, you know, I'm thinking, just as somebody who, you know, I come out of a Sabres game, I know how crazy it can get down there. So you put a train station in there, you have all this office retail space. I mean, is there a perk to having the residential? I know there's been talks about, like, tax breaks with New York State for the residential component.
Absolutely. It's no question or no secret that there is a tax break by including the residential aspect. But beyond that point, if you look at 79 Perry, where the new Labatt Draft House is, they have 4 luxury apartments in that development. And we also represented that project as an owner rep. And that was a really successful model for them. So that's a truly mixed-use building. They have office space for Labatt and eventually for PSE, as well as some apartments in the restaurant space with some retail included. So I wouldn't see why DLNW couldn't, you know, pick up on that same plan, a similar plan. I would say the DLNW has a huge opportunity there.
Now, DLNW's RFP deadline is February 19th, if I remember correctly on that one. So what happens after that? You know, you guys look over the RFPs, and then what kind of timeline are we looking at after February?
It's hard to say. It's hard to put on record what the actual timeline looks like. Mm-hmm. I do know that the plan is to, you know, in a perfect world, have this created by 2021. And that's not a lot of time for a soup to nuts development like what would be needed at DLNW. But I would say that the plan is creating this RFP and timing out the release of the RFP was critical. And I do know that there's a very increased sense of urgency around it. So it should move relatively quickly. I don't see there being any further delays.
Who is actually receiving the RFPs? Is it you guys or is it the NFTA?
We're doing it together. So McGuire Development is representing as owner's representative. So what happens is that we share the submissions with each other and we evaluate next steps and create a matrix for a shortlist. And then at that time, we would move into shortlist presentation. We were really passionate at McGuire about, you know, when we first got engaged with the NFTA to redevelop all of their sites, the DLNW was the priority station because it has such a huge opportunity to be the catalyst turning point in developing all of the other stations and taking the transit system to the next level. So this will really be the main gateway to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.